House votes to repeal Biden-era truck emission waivers granted to California. The House of Representatives passed two resolutions on Wednesday repealing waivers issued by the Biden administration to California, which allowed the state to impose zero emission mandates and stringent emission regulations. The proposals will now move on to the Senate, where they need to get approved before President Donald Trump can consider signing them. The issue stems from a unique exemption granted to California for the Clean Air Act, a federal law that regulates air emissions in the country, Representative Doug LaMalfa's office said in an April 3 statement. LaMalfa had co-led the two resolutions in the House. CAA generally prohibits states from setting up their own tailpipe emission standards for trucks and cars. However, California can get an exemption if it submits a waiver to the Environmental Protection Agency and receives approval. The waiver enables the state to establish its own emissions regulations. The two Congressional Review Act resolutions targeted two EPA waivers. The first resolution, HJ Res 87, aimed to repeal the EPA waiver granted to the California Air Resources Board for implementing the state's Advanced Clean Trucks Rule. ACT sets zero-emission vehicle quotas for truck manufacturers and sellers. By 2035, 55% of Class 2B3 trucks, 75% of Class 4 to 8 straight trucks, and 40% of tractor trucks sold in the state must be zero emission. The House passed HJ Res 87 by a vote of 231-191, thus repealing this EPA waiver. The second resolution, HJ Res 89, aimed to repeal an EPA waiver allowing CARB to implement its nitrogen oxides regulation. The rule requires medium and heavy-duty trucks and other engines to reduce their NOx emissions by 75% below the current standards for model year 2024 to 2026 vehicles. Particulate matter emissions also had to be reduced by 50%. The House passed HJ Res 89 by 225-196, repealing this EPA waiver as well. According to the statement from LaMalfa's office, the issue with these waivers was that once California implemented ACT and the NOx rules, other states would follow suit and adopt the regulations under the Clean Air Act. Currently, about a dozen states follow California's emissions policies, effectively turning the state's regulations into a nationwide mandate, it said. LaMalfa had also co-led another Congressional Review Act resolution, HJ Res 88, which seeks to repeal the EPA waiver allowing California to impose its Advanced Clean Cars 2 regulations that establish zero-emission mandates for new car sales. This is under consideration at the House. The lawmaker called the California regulations a direct assault on people living and working in the state. These regulations drive up costs, limit consumer choice, and force trucking and automotive industries into an impossible transition timeline. Californians are already paying some of the highest fuel and energy costs in the country. These rules are causing the cost of new and used cars and trucks to increase for everyone, he said. If you want to buy an electric vehicle, buy one, but everybody else shouldn't be forced into this mandate. The federal government cannot allow one state to destroy the American car and truck market. Activist group Earth Justice criticized the use of Congressional Review Act resolutions to repeal EPA waivers granted to California, according to an April 30 statement from the nonprofit. Raul Garcia, Vice President of Policy and Legislation at Earth Justice, called the House vote a reckless abuse of the Congressional Review Act. While today's vote is a short-term and symbolic victory for executives in the oil and gas industry, it won't change the course of the country's inevitable transition to healthy and efficient electric vehicles. In an April 30 statement, the American Trucking Associations commended the House of Representatives for passing the resolutions. Both mandates are untethered from reality and would be extraordinarily costly to implement in full, it said. Trucks today produce 99% fewer nitrogen oxide and particulate matter emissions than those on the road decades ago, and new trucks cut carbon emissions by over 40% compared to a truck manufactured in 2010. As a result, 60 of today's trucks emit what just one truck did in 1988, it said. ATA President and CEO Chris Spear said California must not be allowed to establish policies affecting interstate supply chains.